It's July 8th, 2026. Alibaba just had its best day in nearly a year. Energy markets are rattled by Middle East tension, and earnings season is right around the corner. Let's get into it. So, Dev, give us the lay of the land this morning. What's the big picture?
The headline is China. Bloomberg is reporting Alibaba's shares just jumped the most in 10 months. And the reason is simple. Investors are getting excited about its upcoming earnings.
That's a big move. What else is catching your eye?
Energy is the other big one. There's growing worry that tensions around the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway where a huge chunk of the world's natural gas flows through, could disrupt supplies into Europe.
So European gas prices are getting pushed up by geopolitics. Anything else on the trade front?
Yes. The EU just slapped new import taxes on Chinese-made tires. That's a trade story with real ripple effects for both sides.
A lot moving at once. And all of this is happening right as companies are about to start reporting their quarterly results.
Right. Banks, healthcare giants, airlines, they're all on deck, and markets are watching closely.
Let's go deeper on the energy story because this one has a lot of moving parts. Dev, break it down for us.
So here's the core of it. Europe gets a lot of its natural gas shipped in as liquefied natural gas. Basically gas that's been super cooled, so it fits on a tanker. A big share of that comes through the Strait of Hormuz.
And right now, that route feels less safe.
Correct. Any hint of disruption there sends European gas prices higher almost immediately because the continent doesn't have a lot of spare storage to fall back on right now.
So why does this matter to someone who isn't paying a European energy bill?
Because expensive energy in Europe slows down European factories and consumers, and that feeds back into global growth, company profits, and ultimately stock markets everywhere.
It's all connected. And this story has been gaining real traction in the past day or two.
It has. The market is taking the risk seriously. This isn't just background noise anymore. It's front and center.
We've covered Hormuz and the tire tariffs. What else is gaining steam?
One interesting new one. A conversation about whether NVIDIA's valuation has reset all the way back to where it was before the AI boom.
That NVIDIA one is a big deal. Basically, the question is whether the AI trade has given back all its gains.
Exactly. And that story is picking up fast. Nothing notable is losing momentum today, which tells you the market is in an active, news-driven mood rather than a quiet one.
All right, Dev. Let's steelman the worry on the energy story. What's the bear case?
The bear case is straightforward. If disruptions actually happen and gas prices spike hard, European households and businesses get squeezed, spending drops, and a region that's already fragile tips closer to recession.
But hasn't this kind of geopolitical scare come and gone before without a real disruption?
It has, and that's the pushback. Markets have cried wolf on Hormuz before, but the counter-argument is that European storage is already below where it should be for this time of year, so there's less cushion than usual if something does go wrong.
What should we be watching in the next day or two?
Three things. Any news out of the Middle East on shipping routes, earnings results starting to roll in from big banks and healthcare names, and keep an eye on Alibaba. If that momentum holds, it could pull other Chinese tech stocks along with it.
A lot to watch. We'll be tracking all of it. That's your Narratic Daily for July 8th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.